Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Chulin Daf Ayin Vav. We're starting on the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Okay, just a little bit of background to this Daf. The more discussing the hind leg of the animal. Okay, now we've seen before, and we'll see in a second about where it gets chopped off. And the higher it is, so the less likeliness is the animal will live. The lower it is, the likeliest increases the animal will live, so therefore, less of a treifa. The complication in the hind leg is that it also has what's called the Tzomet HaGidim. It's got a collection of sinew, or what a Gidim? Sinews. I think that's it. Or tendons. Sinew. How did that translate in English? Tendons. What do your Gemara say? Tendon, and yours says, Michael?
Sinews.
The emergence of
sinews. Okay. So you've got sinews or tendons that combine. Now we'll see that there's a difference between the breaking of the bone and the cutting of the sinews. So we're going to see in a second. Also, another point to bear in mind. They're good pictures here, though. And that is that the leg is divided essentially to three bones. Okay, you've got the upper bone, which is called the yarech, the thigh bone. And here we're called the kulit. What's that in English, by the way? Let me just, can you see the diagram?
Femur.
The femur, okay. And then you've got the shock, the middle bone, the tibia. And then you got the bottom bone, the arkuva tachtona. What's it called? The fibula?
Metatarsus.
Okay. So you got the bottom bone, the middle bone, and the third, and the upper bone. Between the bottom bone and the middle bone, there's a joint. Okay, that's called the arkuva tachtona. And then you got between the fibula and the femur, you've got the arkuva eliona. Our mission is going to discuss an arkuva. We're going to want to know which arkuva we're speaking about. Okay? Then, one other point which is important to bear in mind, this Tzomet HaGidim essentially it covers the butt. The Gidim are over the whole shock, the fibula, the middle bone, and they join around the Arkuva Tachtona, that middle joint, like the middle knee. It's got two knees basically, this animal, right? For our human being purposes. The knee, which we would call the lower joint, that's really the area of where the Tzomet HaGidim is all about. We're going to see now an argument of the Gemara, I'm saying this to help you understand the argument later on, is that these Gidim go down. So the question is going to be, if we cut the Gidim without the bone, or cut the bone without the Gidim, if we remove the Gidim, etc., the Gidim are quite low. Remember, low normally means good. High is normally bad. So we'll see you're going to have cases where the Gidim are low and they cut, yet the bone could be high and cut, and you have different reactions. So it could be the bone high and cut could be mutar, high and not a trefa, and the Gidim could be cut below area will be a trefa. Okay? So they not always go together. Because at the very beginning, the higher the worse off the animal is, the lower down the better animal is. So normally, if the bone's cut or broken high up, it's a trefa. If it's broken low down, not a trefa. But the Gidim, nonetheless, even if it's torn low down, could still make it a trefa. Okay? I think basically we're ready to do the duff. Okay, let's go. So let me just say it like this. Behema shenechtechu raglea mina arkuva ulamata ksheira. An animal whose bone is cut, and yeah, nechtach, right, is cut. Raglea, Rashi says, is achronim. Remember, the Gemara always calls yadayim, the front legs, and raglea, the back legs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the back legs are cut, and it says here the back legs are cut. Mina arkuva ulamata ksheira. When the Gemara says arkuva, Rashi in the first book, we see the Gemara which arkuva we speak about, the upper or the bottom, right? Mina arkuva ulamata. If its bone is cut from the joint downwards, right? Upwards ulamala psula. Like I said, right? The higher you go, the worse off. So mina arkuva ulamata down is kosher. Mina arkuva ulamala up is pasul. And the Mishnah throws in here a sentence which is going to confuse us later on. It says, V'chein shenital tzomet hagidim. And so too, right, with regard to the last sentence, the last sentence was, Mina arkuva ulamala, from the arkuva and up, it's pasul. So too, if the tzomet hagidim, this collection of tendons, are detached, it would also be pasul. Look at Rashi there. The tzomet hagidim. Lamala me arkuvahu. He says it's above the arkuva. I'm not sure yet which arkuva. So it's above the joint. V'samuchla, but very close to it. V'hein otan shlosha chutin. It's three strands. Shenotlin Menakra basar mitlulita etzim shekorin tzimkrun. Okay, so when they do nikur, like we know when they trade with the animal, right? They basically, what has a tribe in English? Nikur? What's in English nikur?
No.
No word there? And you know nikur, when they basically, when the butchers, when the sheikhs take an animal and they cut apart, like all the chaylev and the sinews and the giranashe and all those sorts of things, right? When they devein them, that's a good word. Devein, nikur. Take out all the nikur. Huh? Purge. Nikur, okay? So when they do that nikur, these are the sinews and the veins and the tendons which they take off. That's what Rashi tells us. So now, when Mishnah says, v'chein shenital, this is important. Afilu lo nechtacha etzim. Now, you see, this tzomet agidim works independent to the bones. Even if the bone isn't broken, but the sinews, these tendons are cut off, that's already a treifa. Okay, that's the chidusha. They work independently. Right. And because of that, because it's a treifa, it affects its life. It can't live without it. Nishbara etzem. Now, if the bone is broken, not nechtach, right? Rashi says, velo nechtach, not broken. It's probably broken, but not cut. It was not completely severed. Im rov habasar kayam. If most of the flesh is there, in other words, the bones, there's a break, but you can still, it's got most of the flesh around it. And Rashi says in Mefarish B'Gemara, Rov Ovyo V'Rov Hekefo. Are we speaking about the what's surrounding the bone, or most of the circumference of the whole? Okay, so we'll see there in a second what exactly by most of the meat. But nonetheless, if most of the meat is there, the flesh is there, Shchitato Metarto. So then it's Shchita is Metaher. Right? Now this is interesting. Look at Rashi here. The Shchita is Metaher. It's not Tame, but look at Rashi. Or Mutar Ba'achila. And you can eat it. Ve'im lav, and if the meat isn't surrounding the bone, most of the meat, it's not fully surrounded, ve'im lav, ein shchitato metarto. But now what does that mean? How does it affect the rest of the animal? Va'afilu makom sha'baheima muteret. See what Rashi, even if it happened to break off in a place where the animal would be mutar, have a ever asur. The ever itself would become asur. Why? Mishum ubasar basade trefa. Remember we learned this the other day? We learned it with the fetus basically leaving the body. If it leaves the womb, if it leaves the walls of the fetus, we say like an animal leaves its fence, like a korban leaves the azara. Anything that goes out of where it should have been becomes a trefa. Okay, it becomes pasul. So the bone broke. The bone, so to speak, broke and left the body. So but now got exposure outside. It's basar basade trefa lo tochenu. The animal's still kosher. But that particular bone wouldn't be kosher, says Rashi. We saw that earlier on Daf Ayin Gimel. Rashi quotes us that it comes to include a limb that left the animal, like a fetus who stuck its limb out, and also a basar hamedulin, hanging meat. Okay? Now Rashi's got a bit of an important Rashi there. Explains what we're going to look at. So there's the three bones at the bottom. Okay, let's basically explain the very beginning. We'll leave it out. We'll explain those three different bones. Let's carry on. Ve'im lav, says Rashi, back to the Mishnah, im rov basar kayam, shchitato metarto. Ve'im lav, if most of it isn't kayam, ein shchitato metarto. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Amar Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav, he says, Rabbi Chiya says, Lamata, what does it mean Lamata? Remember, Rashi we will understand later on in the Gemara. What does it mean Lamata? We said, Bahema shenechtuchu raglea mina arkuva ulamata, from the bone joint downwards. Lamata means Lamata mina arkuva. In other words, under the arkuva, not the arkuva itself. And Lamala means Lamala mina arkuva. And Lamala means above the arkuva. So in other words, we're not talking about the arkuva itself, right? That's the next case of the Gemara. We're going to get to that just now. That's just now. Look at Rashi here. Lamata bin arkuva. Samuchla miyad ka'amar. It's very close to it. The Lord Taima arkuva de matnitin hi arkuva yonah. Right? Don't say that the Mishnah, Rashi already gets involved in the Gemara, we said just now. He says, don't say that the Mishnah we speak, the arkuva we're speaking about in our Mishnah is the upper one. Shebein ha-kulit v'etzim ha-emtza'i, which is between the femur and the fibia. Right? Umay lamata tanik shayr. What do we kosher beneath it? Lamata himen and beneath that one. Because there we got a problem. If we say that it's the arkuva above, then that a whole area, middle bone, is really the tzomet agidim. Right? Dafilu tzomet agidim shu b'shipulation etzim emtza'i katani matnitin treifa. Right? That's understandable. Because you can begovo ha'lo amrinan, and more so, you can't say it's above that, above the femur. Right? El lamata means lamata min akuva samuchla ka'amar k'shayra. If it's very close to it, in that area, it's kosher. Now we're going to lamala lamala min akuva, miyad. When we say lamala min akuva, immediately above the arkuva. In other words, not the arkuva, but not too far from it. Rashi is telling us it's that the bone as it starts. Right? That would be a trade for the high little tzomel agidim chu samuchla. That's exactly where the tzomel agidim is. V'choshechein begavot. And more, how much more so the further you go up. We'll learn later on. My Mechenshin. Okay, we'll get this now. Okay. So now, we've got basically the Mishnah is telling us, according to Rav, is that the Arkuva we're speaking about over here. And the Maram Arkuva. Now the Gemara says, Be'ezu Arkuva Amru. There's a question. So now we know it's beneath the Arkuva, right? And above the Arkuva directly. But which Arkuva? And there it says, Be'arkuva Hanimkeret Im Arosh. Now the Nimka Hanimkeret Im Arosh. Right, seems to be the bottom arkuva. Right, lemalam. Right, can right, we'll see why we said in a second. Right, Ula Amar Rabbi Oishia. Ula says Amar Rabbi Oishia. He says Kenegdo begamal nikar. So I think I got the other way around. Right. The next. Right. That's right. Okay. Right, and Rabbi Oishia says Kenegdo. What do you mean, kenegdo? Begamal nikar. What's begamal nikar? Look at Rashi. Kenegdo shel oto makom. We're speaking about, but right opposite it. Right? And he says, yeah, what do you mean, begamal nikar? Dixar Rabbi Oshia. Arkuva de matnitin. The arkuva de matnitin, the joint. Hi arkuva elyona. Right. As opposed to the first one. Right. The first one is the bottom one. This is the top one. Vesham. Why is it called begamal nikar? On the camel, it's very obvious which one it is. Why? He says, because Vesham bolet etzem beyerech hagamal. The camel on that top one has a bone that sticks out. It's very apparent. You got a picture? Anybody have a camel?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, brilliant. I don't. Do we also?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe it. Okay.
Compared to a cow.
Right. Wow. Look at that, eh? Arkuva Eliona. So it's sort of like bloats. I got it. Okay. Yes, I never saw this picture. Ah, I didn't look at the picture. There's other pictures there as well. Okay. All right, so that's the top one. Okay, so the camel is more obvious, basically. Rashi says, "Diksam Rabbi Oshi Arkuva de Matin Hi Arkuva Hiduna V'Sham Bolet Etzem Meirach Hagamal V'Hachi Tani BeBechorot." Okay, that's what's waiting for us. The next Masechet. The Ota Arkuva Nikir BeGamal. It's familiar with the Gamal. It's more apparent with the Gamal. Ditlan Zanav HaEgel She'Eina Magaat LaArkum Arkuva HaMum LePsul. He says that the tail of the calf. Right, which doesn't get to the bone of the arkuva, would be impossible. In other words, the tail doesn't get to that arkuva. Okay, and on that we learned kafatz elyon velo kafatz atachton ukenegdo gam dikar. Okay, so basically we're talking about the upper one. So now we're going to machloket between Rav and Ula, whether it's the upper joint or the lower joint. Amale Ula Rav Yuda. So it's actually Rabbi Huda Amar Rabbi Chiel in the name of Rav, right? But it's Rabbi Huda and Ula who have been in discussion.
Rabbi Huda,
Amar Rabbi. No, so I said it's Rav Shita, Rabbi Chia and Rav, but Rabbi Huda is the one who says it. The people, the discussion between Ula and Rabbi Huda, not Ula and Rav. That's what I was just saying. Right, no, you, I agree. Same Shita, right? So Ula says to Rabbi Huda, Amar Lei Ula Rabbi Huda, Bishlom Ela Didi. Ula saying, I'm saying the top one, you saying the bottom one, right? So Bishlom Ela Didi, Da Amina Kenegdo Begamal Nikar. When I say it's the upper Arkuva, High Riktani, that's why the Mishnah had to say, V'chein Shenital Tzomet Agidin. He says there, that is why the Mishnah had to say, and likewise, if you rip out or you remove this collection of tendons, right? Why is that a kashya? Look at Rashi. The last wide lines, the first wide lines, Rashi. Handi tani v'chen shnita mishum de tani lemata min arkuva l'naksheira, because the Mishnah says that beneath the arkuva of the elyona is kosher. Right, we said min arkuva ulamala is treif, min arkuva ulamata is kosher. Now, that's why we have to learn the nitar of the gidim, because that's where the gidim are. The gidim are exactly at that bottom of the top arkuva. And when Mishnah says that the bottom of the top arkuva, if the bone gets broken, is kosher, that's what Mishnah says. But if the sinew or the tendons get torn there, it's a treifa.
Makes sense.
Because it's the same spot. You with me?
So it was already treif.
Exactly. Yeah. If it's the bottom arkuva, then the sinew is already above that.
It's already pasul.
It's already pasul. Exactly. You know, I threw it one more time. If this is looked at together, you've got the top bone, the middle bone, and the bottom bone. You've got two joints. This is the top arkuva. This is the femur, the top arkuva. And this the tendons join exactly at that spot over there. And we say that from this arkuva and lamata, if the bone breaks here, it's kosher. So that's why the Tana has to say, if the tendons get detached here, it's a treifa. The bone breaks, it's kosher. Tendons, that's what we say, it's a chidush. If it was down here, then this whole, if the bone broke here, or if the tendons got detached, it would be the same thing. We'd have to do them separately. The tendon breaking there would automatically cause, the bone breaking would cause the tendon to detach. So breaking that middle bone beneath the top arkuva would be the same as detaching the tendon. Wouldn't be a chidush. Because we're talking about the bone above that and not the bone beneath it, we have to learn the sinew as well. That's the chidush. Okay, that's what Ula said. So he says, Ladidi. He says, that's why Ula says, Amaleula, the Shlom Ladidi, Amaleula, Hainu, Tanim, Vachain, Shitatsum, Agini, Ladidach. But you say it's the bottom, or we go lower down. What does it mean? Vachain, Shitatsum, Agini. So Amalei, he says, no. Rechuva, Belo, Tzomet, Agidim, Vetzomet, Agidim, Below Rechuva. What does he answer him? Look at Rashi, yeah? The Rechuva here is the Arkuva, right? Yeah. Rechuva is Arkuva. Yeah. In fact, even Rashi writes it Arkuva. So he says, no. He says, Amale, Arkuva, the difference is, the one case is the Arkuva, the joint itself breaks without the Tzomet HaGidim being damaged. And the other case is, the Tzomet HaGidim being damaged without the Arkuva being damaged. Basically, he fobs him off. He says, we don't have to go the way that you go. We can easily go down to here. And there's two different things. The Mishnah is talking about a case of the Arkuva itself being damaged. Look at Rashi, yeah? Kamo nishbar ha'etzem, if the bone gets broken, v'hagidin kayamin. We've got one case. V'tana tzomet ha'gidim, and also below Arkuva, without the Arkuva. So basically he's saying, no, a opinion of me is not the greatest answer in the world, right? Yeah, Ira's nodding his head, very unexcited, right? He says, no, you don't have to go so far. You could still have two, the Mishnah could still be talking about the same Arkuva right at the bottom here. What is the case of where the actual Arkuva itself gets broken and the Gidim stay and the Arkuva doesn't get broken and the Gidim get broken, the Arkuva is fine. They don't necessarily have to be two different things. So now, but he said, but how can you say that? The Mishnah doesn't talk about the Arkuva and the things being separated. It says, V'ha nechtachu ketani. It says, if the bone is nechtach, chopped. So it's not just a question of them separating or breaking. So look, the answer is, ishtik. Never anything to say. So Rabbi Yehuda keeps quiet. Look at Rashi, V'ha nechtachu legamrei mashma. When we say nechtachu, completely cut open, chopped off. Alma tani leitana nital hatzomot. That's why the tana is nital hatzomot. Why do I have to go back and learn a new chidush about the tzomet? Hagidin v'halekin the meimar tana ruchuva im tzomet hagidin v'hara tani tzomet hagidin below ruchuva. We can't say that the one is where you've got the connected and not connected. The imkain nitni, we could have just learned nital tzomet hagidin v'kosher kain nechtechu. We would have just learned on the one if the gidin were removed or the bone was chopped. We would have learned them all together. They don't function. What he's saying to you is they don't function as one unit. We've got two separate room here. The one is breaking a bone, and the one is the Gideon. That's why it has to be that we're not talking about this bottom Arkuva, but it must be.
That's what
Rabbi Huda says. Rabbi Huda says that it is the top, it is the bottom one. And Ula says it is the top one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Ula was the one who just said to Rabbi Yehuda, right? He says, you're, by you telling me it's the bottom one, it doesn't make sense. Because it says, v'chein shenital, that has to be the top one. So Rabbi Yehuda says to him, no, it could be the bottom one. And it's the arkuvah, without the giving, the arkuvah, it could just be not broken, but just separated. He says, no, but it says chopped. And that's where it keeps quiet. That's where we're up to at the moment. So now, Ula seems to have stumped Rabbi Yehuda. And we seem to be thinking at the moment that we have to talk about the top arkuvah. Because that's the whole chiddush of v'chein shenital ha-gidim. Because the gidim were at the top as well. And without the nitla gidim, the gidim being removed, there's no chiddush in the Mishnah of the gidim if we aren't speaking about the top arkuvah. Because beneath that arkuvah, the top arkuvah would be kosher anyhow, according to the Mishnah. So the chiddush is that the gidim which are beneath the top arkuvah, they would be removed, it would be a trefa. That's what we're holding at the moment. Okay. So now, the Gemara is like this. Lebatar de nafak. Look here. Rashi puts it into context. He says, who left who? Lebatar de nafak Ula. When Ula left the room, Ula's just stumped Rabbi Yehuda, right? Ula to whom? Amar. Right? Look at Rashi. Amar Rabbi Yehuda de nafsha. Rabbi Yehuda says to himself, Rabbi Yehuda is now just being stumped by Ula. Now he's thinking to himself, wait a second. Maybe I could have given him a better answer. Maybe I would have had something to say to defend myself. And he says, maybe I could have said to him, he says, my time alo amri lay, why didn't I say to him like this? That when the Mishnah says, lamata, lamala, lamata, lamata mina arkuva, lamala, lamala mitzomet hagidin. He says, maybe that's what I could have said to him. Now just look at Rashi quickly. But bear with me here. Look at the Rashi. Rashi puts it into a bit of question. What would we have said? He said, my time alo amri, I could have said to him that delamata de ka'amar, where the Mishnah said delamata, hu lamata mina arkuma umitzomet hagidin. That lamata is beneath the arkuva and beneath the tzomet hagidin, which means the middle bone. Okay? Because we're discussing, right, according to Rabbi Huda, that with the arkuva is the bottom arkuva, right? So lamata mina arkuva is lamata mina arkuva and atzomet hagidin, which is the very bottom leg, right? Ulamala diktani. When we say lamala, lav lamala miyad mashma, not immediately above. In other words, not the beginning of that middle bone. Ela begovho shel etzem lamala mina atzomet. It's the upper part of the bone, which is basically the top part there where the tzomet hagidim is. So what Rabbi Yehuda said, I could have explained to him that my arkuva is the right arkuva, is the bottom arkuva. And that's what we mean when we say lamata min arkuva. And lamala is not like we said originally. Remember we said lamata is miyad, or lamala is miyad. No, not miyad. And we go all the way up towards the top tzomet, which Ula wanted to say is the tzomet. But just beneath that top tzomet is where the gidim are. And that's what lamala means. With me? Right? Vahadar Tana. Right? And then, so now the Mishnah repeats itself and says, Lamata and Lamala. And then it says, V'chein Shenital. The Mishnah then repeats itself and says, Vahadar Tana, V'chein Shenitlatzomet. Why does the Mishnah then teach us that? So what's the Chiddush now? De'im Nechtach, Betoch Hatzomet, Nami Treifa. Because we're saying over here, the Arkuva is the bottom Arkuva. The gidim start at the top of the middle bone beneath the top arkuva. And what is v'chein shenital? That if you chop the tzomet, right, in the tzomet, in other words, where the all three are connected, right, in the tzomet, it's also a trefa. Now, you've got a picture some, yeah, there's a picture of the other tzomet agidim, right? If you look at them over here, so they basically go from here all the way up to here. Right? So even the Tzomet HaGidim, would be lower than the top of the middle bone. You with me? So he said, even though we're chopped in the Tzomet, which is a lower part, that's the Chiddush. The Mishnah is discussing three things according to Rabbi Huda, saying potentially. Lamata means the bottom Arkuva, like I'm talking about, beneath that Arkuva, meaning the very bottom leg. What would you call it? The Meta?
Metatarsus.
Tarsus. The Metatarsus. Lamala means right above that fibula, tibia, just beneath the joints. The gidim come all the way down, and mechetz la gidim is even if the gidim are cut at the Arkuva Tachtona itself. Not Lamata, not Lamala, at the Arkuva itself. That's what he's saying, I could have said to him. Now, so Amar Mata will Amri Lay, Lamata Lamata, and Arkuva Lamata, and Arkuva again. Hadar Amar. Now he says to himself again, and he says, no. It's good I never said it to him. Why? Because if I said it to him, Velo Amri Lay, Hadar Amar, Velo Amri Lay, Beth, I never said it to him. Amar Li, because what would he have said to me? He would have also brought from the Mishnah now, Nechtechu Ketani. But the Mishnah says, Nechtechu, chopped. Right? Hachinami, Mina Arkuva Ulamala Ketani. He says, so too, look at Rashi. You need Rashi. How did Amar Shapir Avdi Delo Amri? It says Beth that I never told him this. Why? Velo Amri Le Bitmiya. Right? Rashi like a question mark. Velo Amri Le Vechilo Amar. Because didn't I look how you read it? Vechilo Amarti Lo Tam Hagun. Didn't I really give him a very good reason? Rechuva Belo Tzomet Belo Rechuva. That the one he's speaking about the joint without the gidim and with the gidim out the joint, and he brought me from the Mishnah Lashon to bounce me out. V'amali nechtechuk, I didn't say chopped. Hachanami says so to hear. I have amrile. If I'd given him my whole explanation of beneath and the top and cut away and separated, kaved dayak dami lishne, he would have also been medayak the edition of the Lashon of the Mishnah. V'omeli mina arkuva ulamala ketani. The Mishnah says mina arkuva ulamala from the joint and above, which means what? The mashma besamuch, which means very close. And his whole thesis now was based on milamala not being close, but milamala being right all the way up to the top of the middle bone, not right off to the joint, not at the very beginning of the middle bone. You with me? Right? That's the tzomel agidim. So imagine what he's saying is that if you want to be medayik in the Mishnah, when he says lamata, if you look at this diagram here, lamata means there. And the male
be.
Don't worry. When he says lamala, lamata, he means that bone over there, right? And when he said lamata, he means all the way up here, on the top of this bone over here. And said to me, it's not going to work because he's going to bring me the Mishnah. The Mishnah says lamata, right? Me and lamala meaning right above, and lamata meaning right below. So for me going all the way up here is not going to work. He's going to knock me out from the duke in the Mishnah anyhow, okay? You with me? That's really what he says. He says, best I never said anyhow, because if he brought me the Mishnah, he would have proven me that my thesis didn't work. Okay.
What's the conclusion there?
Okay, so now, there's no conclusion. There's no conclusion. The Gemara immediately moves on to say, Rav Papa Matan. Now, we'll see just now that the halacha. Rashi actually seems to mention it here, I think. The Gemara is going to bring it. The Gemara is going to bring it. The Gemara is going to say just now who the halacha is like. We'll see now that. Then the Gemara will pass in halacha. Just put on my nose here.
Okay.
Now the Gemara brings another Rapapa Matni Hachi. Rapapa has a slightly different version of Rabbi Yehuda. Rapapa Matni to Rabbi Yehuda Hachi, or Rabbi Yehuda's version. It's like this: Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Bichia, Lemata, Lemata min Arkuva, Ubi Tzomet Agidin. Right, and that is exactly, by the way, what we saw a second ago. Mm-hmm. That he said didn't want to say, right?
Yeah.
See that? Remember the Rashi, my time in Lo Amri, the Lamata de Kamar, who Lamata in Arkuva, Vetzomel Agidim.
Who
means Lamata? Nu'u is Ve. What's the difference? Right? So he's saying that's exactly what he didn't want to say. And Rav Papa's got that version. Lamala, Lamata in Arkuva, Umitzomel Agidim. So he says that both of them are the same place. Vechain, so what's the Mishnah mean when it says, Shenita Tzomel Agidim? Vechain, Shenita Tzomel Agidim. V'arkuva gufa, and the arkuva itself is kedeula am Rabbi Oshia. So basically, what he's saying over here, he's saying that according to our papa, he learned like this: that when we said lemala, we're saying above the arkuva and tzomel agidim, which is which one? It is the upper one, right? Ulemata. So the male min arkuva b'tzorah gidin, v'chetshinat tzorah min agidin, and arkuva gufa is kedeula. Basically, we talk about the upper one. So he says that he puts the tzorah min agidin together like he wanted to say in the first place, but the space we're speaking about is the arkuva is like ula. Now, v'am Rabbi Oshia, u'mi, so now Oshia Rabbi says like this, u'mi ikamidi de'ilu, Midale pasikle v'chaya mitati pasikle umeta. He says, I don't understand. He said, remember I said at the very beginning that we're going to have a situation now where because the tzomet agidim is lower than the bone that we're speaking about, so we said the higher you go on the bone, that's your range where it becomes, at the bottom of the bone, it's a chaya. The higher you go, it becomes a trefa. The tzomet agidim is lower than the upper part of the bone. So according to now, we've got a situation where if it's like Ula, you've got, this is the Arkuva, is the top joint. So the Mala min Arkuva is above that. The Tzomet HaGidim is below that. If you nital the Tzomet HaGidim, it's going to die. If you break the bone high up, it's going to die. If you break the bone lower down, it's okay. If you cut the Gidim higher up, we'll see later on. But the Gidim is already low down. So that's his question. He says, is such a thing? The Ilu Medale Pasik, right? When you go up and you pasik lay, it's gonna die. V'chai pasik lay v'chai. So if you go higher up, you're gonna cut, it's gonna be okay. V'chaya metati pasik lay umeta. If you come lower down, you're gonna break, it's gonna die. In other words, the Tzomet HaGidim is low down and the bone is high up. So if this is what the Tzomet HaGidim is and you break the bone just above that, it's still a chaya, it's not a trefa. And then if you break the gidim over here, it becomes a trefa already. So at your low down, you're causing a trefa. Higher up, you still got a chaya. Doesn't make sense. The higher we go should be the worse off. And so you've got a svara of why it's not a good question. I'm not arguing with you, but this is the question though. Okay. I'm not arguing with you, but this is his question. That's what Aboisha says. Right? So, mi ike midi. So Ashi says like this, Trefot kemedabit lahadadeh. We've seen this Gemara before. This quote we've seen before about a butcher, but I remember we've seen our Gemara as well though. I think we had this like this. Is what? Trefot, you don't compare trefos. They don't go together. Ein omrim but trefot zo dome lezo. You don't say that this trefa is like this trefa. Sheharei, we have a situation. Chotcha mikan umeita, chotcha mikan v'chaya. Because there's certain things in some places you cut here, die. Some you cut here, lives. You can't learn rules from trifus. Yeah, that's what he says. That's exactly. Okay. So now the Gemara says, what is the Tzomet HaGidim? Where is it? What is it? Rabbi Amar Rav Ashi. Now here comes a little bit of a Girsa story. We've got a battle of the Girsas here. If you look at the Mishnah Shas, the hay, right? He says, Hainu Rav Ashi HaKadmon. Now why does he say Rashi Rav Ashi HaKadmon? See the Mishnah Rashas there, hey? Mm-hmm. Says Rav Ashi has Rav Ashi HaKadmon. If you look, by the way, in the Hagahot, my Rav Ranchburg, he's got the bet there. The bet there says, Sham Rabba Amar Rav Ashi, Nimchak Milat Ashi, V'nire Be'enai Asi. You see that there? The got Rav Ranchburg? So he says it should not be Rav Ashi, it should be Rav Asi. And we're going to see just now an Asi as well mentioned. According to Mishnah Rashas, it is Rav Ashi. But it can't be Rav Ashi, because we've got Ravina and Rav Ashi are the ones who compiled the Gemara. They come right at the end. Right? You can't have Rabba Amar Rav Ashi. Rabba could not be quoting Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi came after Rabba, not before Rabba. Okay? So that's why he says Rav Ashi HaKadmon. Okay? I don't know, I'm sure there are notes on this, but I mean that's... So it was a previous Rav Ashi. Not the Rav Ashi we know, but Rav Ashi HaKadmon. No, because the whole sugya here is between Rabba, look here, because the next Rabba Amar Rav Ashi, and then the next one is Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Ashi, and then the next one is Rabba Berei De Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi. You see that? So by saying, if you look at the Vav, the Mishnah Rashas now, Ba'aruch Erech Arkuma Ita Rav Ashi. The Mishnah Rashas changes them all to Rav Ashi, and he says it's all Rav Ashi, but Rav Ashi HaKadmon. It's So it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Rav Ronchburg obviously says like that. He says, look, it can't be Rav Ashi. Because we only have Ashi. Rav Ashi came long afterwards. It must be Rav Ashi. And the Gemara in the second line does say Rav Ashi. The other two, Rav Ashi, also Rav Ashi. That's why it's like a battle of the Gersas. Okay? Mm-hmm. But anyhow, let's learn it, read it according to Rav Ashi. So now, what is the Tzomet HaGidin? So the first opinion, we have three opinions over here. Rabba Amar Rav Ashi, the Agrama Ulabar. Right? Agrama, we look at Rashi here. He says over here, what is that? Skip the other quote of Rashi's over there. Right? Misha Yotzin HaGidin Mina Etzem, when these tendons leave the bone, Umahalchin Bebasar, and they basically travel up the into the flesh. Sha Etzem Lemale Min HaPerek Arum Belo Basar. He says that the bone is just above the joint, has got no meat around it. Keshtayim v'shosh etzpot, two or three fingers of that area. V'agidin adukinbo, and the gidin there are attached strongly to the bone. V'makob shemit parshin mimenu ulemalem, where they split up later on, matchil. That's where tzomet ha-gidin starts. Okay, tzomet ha-gidin starts, you've got these tendons that connect to the bone. There are three of them that come out like this. As they start coming out of the bone, that is where they are. That's Tzomet HaGidin. Okay? So the first one is, says, Mi Argama Ulabar, from the bone and outwards. Mabar is brighter, outwards, out, going out. Rabba Barav Huna Amarav Ashi. So now that was Rabba Amarav. Rabba Barav Huna, says the Rav Ashi, or quite Rav Ashi, the Argama Ulagav, from the bone inwards. Right? Look at Rashiya Ulagav. Is the Agrama Ulagav and Nikrein Tzomet? That's not called a Tzomet, that part. Elabakom Adikatan Betzim, where they are only where they are actually properly connected to the bone. Bimakom Shnid Akinbo Ad HaPerek. He's okay. Now we can see that it's a Chumra Kula sort of argument over here, right? Have you got? Is there a proper picture? Okay, so it's quite difficult to work out exactly where they all are, right? But basically, they're going lower. They're going lower. Now, the lower it goes, the more machmir it is, right? Oh, that's a great picture. I can't look at that. Sorry.
This picture.
Yeah, this is a good picture. Okay. Somelak Gideon, Leperish Rashi. Somelak Gideon, Okay. Basically, the bottom line is, what's important for our purposes is that the shittot are going lower. Okay? They're going lower. Right? Look at the next opinion over here. So we've got Rabba Barav Ashi, Rabba Barav Huna Amarav Ashi, and then we've got Rabba Berei de Rabba Barav Huna. Okay? His child. Amarav Ashi. Okay. Ilavei Arkuma. He says above the Arkum. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Ilavei Arkuma. Etzem Katanhu. He says this little bone, Hamechaber et haprakim, inside the actual joint. Okay, the arkum is one of these little bones inside the joint. Uma sheyesh min hagin lemala hemenu ad makom shmit pashtin kari tzomet. And it's at that particular spot that you've got these three tendons, and everything above that is called the tzomet. V'chol makom sheyechatchu sham treifa. Whenever you cut in that area is treifa. V'hai shiura nafish mikulu. So this is the biggest area of the lot, says Rashi. Shematchil miyad mina arkum ulamal. It starts very low down at that joint. It's the very bottom of the middle bone. And if you would cut from the middle bone and downwards, it's a treifa. So that's the biggest area, and that's the most machmir of the lot, right? So those are the three different shittah. Amar Rabbi Amar Shmuel. Right, that was the question, right? Now, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Tzomet HaGidin She'amru Makom She'HaGidin Tzomtin. So he says, okay. So now we know more or less where this area is. So Shmuel says, Rav Huda says the name of Shmuel, that this Tzomet HaGidim that we said is where the Gidim Tzomtim, where they gather. It was right there, their junction. Va'ad Kama. So now, how big is this area? Right? We try to understand this along the body of the animal. Right? So how big? Amaleh Hubid Rabbanan. For Rav Yaakov Shmei, so Rav Yaakov says it. Says what? Ki Avinam Bei Rav Yehuda Amarlan, when we were at Rabbi Yehuda, he said like this, Shimu meni milta, listen to me, I'm going to tell you something, Demi gavra rabba shamili, and I heard this from a great man, Uman, who's his name? Shmuel. See, there was Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Tzomel HaGidin Shomer Makom Shagidin Tzom Tin Vaad Kama. Right? That was the question. So now, some Rabbanan there said, and he quoted Shmuel, so there's a great man, when we were at Rabbi Yehuda told us the name of Shmuel, Tzomet HaGidin Shamru, what is it? Makom Shagidin Tzom Timbo, Makom She Tzom Tim Ad Makom She Mit Pashtin. From where they joined to where they split up, the Kama, and how big is this area? How wide is Amar Abaye says, Arba'a batadi v'tora. So it's four batadi with regards to a bull, an ox. Now the Mishnah Shas changes that batadi to batari. Interesting, to batri. If you look at Rashi there, how much is the batri? He says arba etzba'ot, four fingers. In other words, from the joint, you've got about four fingers, that whole area on the knee of the animal is the tzomet hagidin. Okay, and that's basically what we're talking about. So he says that is with regard to a Torah. And Badaka, a small animal, like a goat or a sheep or one of those. How big would the area be over there? Badaka mai, Amar Abaye, Beliti. Now you've got to follow here, Kev. It's a little bit complicated. It says, Beliti havu tzomet hagidim. Look at Rashi, Beliti. Kodem sheyibla'u betoch habasa. In other words, balit from bolet, right? Sticking out. In other words, where... What are you laughing at?
It's almost
at a point where... Wow. Okay, well, the next amud we'll go through a little quicker. Is it a relate to that? How... Gee whiz. I said at the very beginning, hey, this is a technical, long duff. I don't know. I hope I'm clear. I hope it's clear. Anyway. Taking so long, I hope at least it's clear, right? If it waste time, it was long and it wasn't clear. Okay. Says baliti is kodem shiv le'u betoch habasa. Right? That's before. Now, if you just look at Rabbi Gershom on the next page... But I go to the next page. It says, "Avia baliti shenikarin bein habasar." Between the, it's noticeable. Okay, that's what he's saying. It's recognizable. It's the fourth line of the Rabbeinu Gershom on the next page, right? So now he says a couple of guidelines with regard to small. And small animals are very complicated. He says, "Baliti havu tzom nagidim balii lo havu." If they're already absorbed in the meat and you can't see them, that's not called tzom nagidim. Ashuni, look at Rashi. Ashuni, if they're hard. Right, if they kashin, havu tzom nagidim. If it's still hard, that you feel the air is still hard, it's tzom nagidim. Rechichi, if it's really soft, lo havu tzom nagidim. The gidim is not called tzomet anymore because the gidim is all spread out the bottom. Alimi. Now, I wasn't sure what alimi means over here. Alimi normally means strong or powerful or hard, but it seems to be large. From the next line, look at alimi havu tzom nagidim. Ketini, if they're small, lo havu tzom nagidim. How do they translate the alimi in English? By the way,
thick.
Okay, thick and thin. Okay, so okay. Chavrei, chivri, right? Chivri is white, right? Chiver is a white, right? If you cut it open, actually looking at our diagram, you can see that it's white and then it becomes red. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
So where it's white, havu tzomet agidim, still tzomet agidim. Lo chivri, if it's no longer white anymore, lo havu tzomet agidim. Mar barav ashi amar, kevan de ziggy. Now this is an interesting one. What does it mean, ziggy? Afal gav de lo chivri. If it's ziggy, but it's not white anymore, it's still tzomet hagidim. Look at Rashi. Ziggy is tzlulin. And look at that Rashi, the next Rashi. Kliish. Right? Kliish is like clear. Okay? Tzalul. Clear. Interesting, eh? He says in Lars, kliish. Right? Levanim katzat. So it doesn't have to be white. Even the whole area where it already stops becoming perfectly white would still be tzomet hagidim. Okay, that's it. That's basically that. Now, I hope that we can run through this next Amud in about 5 minutes. Amram Mishmei Rav Zvid. It's like this. Now, with regards to... Now, I will go quicker now, because we've got a lot of background. Amram Mishmei Rav Zvid says, Klatachot Tehavu. Says, there are three tendons over here, right? Chad Alima V'trei Ketine. That makes sense now. So one is thicker and two are thinner. Okay, that makes more sense. That actually makes sense now in the explanation. Right? One is thick and two are thin. If sick alima, if the thick one is torn, as the rov binyan. So we can go after the rov. Right? Look here. As the rov binyan, shehu av mishnahem, this is the basically the building is dependent on the thick one, so it's gone. The chayvan de azar ruba treifa, and the majority is gone. Even though it's only one out of three, it's the thick one out of the three. It's the important one, and therefore, if we've got a rov and it's pasul, it's a treifa. If se katine, if both, katine here meaning in the plural, right? If the two little ones are cut, as the Rav Minyan, then we've gone after Rav Minyan, two out of three are cut, so it's a treifa. Mar Bar Ashi matni lekula, he says, no, you being machmir, I will learn lekula, what's lekula? If se kalima, if the thick one is cut, ha'ik Rav Minyan, we still got two out of the three that are left, it's a kosher. If se katini, if two out of the, if the two small ones get cut, ha'ik Rav Minyan, we still got the big made one, it should be a kosher one. Okay, that's the machlok, how to learn it. But offered when it comes to birds, shitzar chute habu. There aren't three like we saw in these things. There's 16 tendons. Okay? And the Gemara is pretty machmir. E pasik chad minayu treifa. If one of them get torn, right, it's really a treifa. So my Rav Ashi, have a kamina kame da abba. He says, Rav Ashi, so I was in front of my father, va'aitu le kame off, and they brought him a bird. Ubalak neshkach bechameisa, and he checked and he saw only 15 tendons here. In the thing, right? If only 15, it's going to be a treifa. So he didn't want to treifa it so quickly. Have a chad to have a shane mechavre. There was one which was shan. Look at Rashi. Rashi says shane. What does shane mean? Mechavre av mechavero was different. Shane means different, but Rashi explains different. Was thicker than the other two, right? Shane mechavero naftzei nafatz, right? Naftzu. Ali blew it away, tapped it away, knocked it, whatever the case was. For Ashkach train, he actually found that this two was actually, with this thick one, was actually two that were good, and basically he found all 16. Amrav Yehuda, Amarav, new sugya. Tzomet HaGidin Shamru Barubo, my Rubo. When we said that Tzomet HaGidin is Pasul Barov, what does it mean, Rov? Rov Echad Mehen? Right? Is it one of them, a Rov of one of them? In other words, even if the Rov of one of the Gidin is damaged, it's already a treifa. Look at Rashi, the Barov Echad Mehem, even if Sak Rubo Shel Echad Mehem would be a treifa. That's the last wild lines of Rashi there. Ki Amrita Kamed Shmuel, right? When I said this to you, I'm in front of Shmuel, Amali, Michti, Klata Havu, if since they've got three, Kim Yifsak Chad Bin Ayu, the Gamre, Ha'ik Atrei, if one gets completely damaged, there's still two. Right? And Rashi says, yeah, Rubo Kayam. So why do we worry about one? It's still good enough. The Ika, so he says, time at Ika Trei. Ha'lek Atrei, look. And that would be if there were still two good ones. If there weren't two good ones, it wouldn't be a case. Upligi Rabbanai. And that's a cholek on Rabbanai, on my Rabbanim. What do they say? The Am Rabbanai, I'm a Shmuel. Tzomet HaGidim, when it comes to Tzomet HaGidim, afilu lo nishtayr ba ele kachut hasarbal kshayra. So there you may be pretty machmir, because Shmuel says that even if you've got just this thin chut hasarbal, right? Like a thin cord. How do they translate the chut hasarbal?
String of a cloak.
Thing of a cluck, okay? Still big, it's still a kshayra. So that is the, we see Shmuel pretty make it. Ikad Amrik, another way of learning the sugya. My rubo, what do we mean we say rubo? Rov kol echad ve'echad. That you have to have the majority of each one of them have to be cut. Right? So that's pretty make it. Ki Amrita kamad to Shmuel, when I told this, I'm in front of Shmuel, Amarli, Michti, Tlata, but since they're three, Ha'ika Tlata. Right, there are three. The kochad v'chad, mesile. It says the kochad v'chad. Now look, he says in the last being machmir. Look at Rabbi Gershom over here. What do you mean? Amali michta klata havu ha'ika klata. Rabbi Gershom helps understand a little bit over here. If you look down at the bottom, the Rabbi Gershom opposite the Tosfot of Gidin she sofan lakshot. He says v'lo nishtayim otosh. It's like in a shlish kshayra. Right. So in other words, he explains it over here. And he says, yeah, give me that klata havu. There are three of them. Ha'ika klata. The kochad v'chad. In other words, there's a third of each of them. Now, if there's a third of each of them, then those a third each one is still good, joins up to become one. It says, a Messiah Rabbanai, that helps my Rabbi, that's a support to my Rabbanai, Amar Shmuel. So if you've got all these thirds, they add up together, it's equal to Chuta Sarbal, and it would be kosher, that's pretty make it. Okay, next line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Nishbar Ha'etzim. So quickly what the Mishnah said over here. The Mishnah said like this. Nishbar ha'etzem im rov ha'basar kayam shchitato metartor. Remember we said depending on how much meat is around, flesh is around the bone. V'im lav ein shto metartor. It wouldn't be. Okay. We're going through this quickly. Amar Rav. So now, there's two cases over here, and each case has an A and a B. So just bear with me, because we'll see that. I'm going to refer back to, I'm going to call 2B. Okay? So going like this. Amar Rav. He said like this is one. Lemale nishbar ha'etzem, when the bone breaks. Where does it break? So Rav says like this. Lemale mina arkuva, if it's above the joint, then it would depend. Im rova basar kayam, if most of the meat is okay, then zeh v'zeh mutar. What does it mean zeh v'zeh? Rashi says, eiver u behema. Both the limb itself you can eat, And the animal is a perfectly good animal. Vim lav, right? And if most of the meat isn't surrounding the break, ze veze asur. Pretty straightforward, it's above the arkuva. Then neither the animal nor the limb, which is obviously the limb is asur, but so is the animal asur. Lamata, that basically fits in with our Mishnah, right? Which lamala and lamata, the higher you go up, trefa, the lower you go down is okay. So we've got a kula. Even if it's above the arkuva, if most of the meat is there, it will still be okay. Right? But if most of the meat isn't okay, it's all asur. And if it's beneath, right? And if it's and if there isn't the meat, it's asur. Lamata min arkuva. No, we're assuming now we got the arkuva. We said like Shmuel and Ula, we speak at the top arkuva. Right? Lamata min arkuva. Now that was above the arkuva. So above the arkuva, if all the meat's okay, it's a good. If the meat isn't okay, it's all asur. Lamata min arkuva, if it's beneath the arkuva. Im rova basar kayam, if the meat is there, zeva ze muta. Ve'im lav, and if it's beneath the arkuva, but all the meat isn't there, then it's beneath the arkuva. So we can understand it's already more bakil, because it's beneath the arkuva. So then ever is asur ubahema muter. There we only asur the ever. Okay, so let's go quickly get a coin to Rav. Above the arkuva, we have to have all the meat there for the animal and the limb to be okay. If it isn't, it's all asur. Beneath the arkuva, so if there isn't enough meat, right, then Rav Basakam, then all mutar there is. If there isn't, then only the limb is asur. The animal's still okay. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Bain Lamala, Bain Lamat. That's if it's where you are on the Arkuva. Im Rav Asar Kayam, if most of the meat is there, Zevzeh Mutar. Right? Ve'im Lav, ever Asur Behem Mutar. So you see, Shmuel is much more makil than Rav. Okay? So Shmuel is concerned. Shmuel is concerned if it's Lamala, Lamala, or Lamata makes the difference. If you got the meat, then it's all Mutar. If not, only the Ever. So basically, for Shmuel, is like Rav Lamata. Okay? Shmuel, Lamal is like Rav Lamata. Right? So Matla Rav Nachman to Shmuel. So Rav Nachman says to Shmuel, because he's so makil, he says, how can you say this? In your situation, you've got a situation, what's your case? Where you're going to have a case, even above the Arkuva, if there's, you're going to say, above the Arkuva, look what Shmuel say, right? Im Rav Abasakam Zev Zev Mutar, Im Lav, Ever Asur Ubay Muterit. The Ever, even if it's above the Arkuva, only the Ever is Asur, but the animal's still okay. So you say, Yomru Ever, what are they going to say? You've got this Ever. Mimeru Mutal Ba'ashba Umuterit. You're throwing the Ever into the bin, but the animal is still alive. Okay, you can eat it. How can you do that? Amar Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna Rav Nachman. He says, but why is it a kashi on Shmuel? Le Rav Nami Yomru. Rav also has a case, right? Because Rav has a case. If it's beneath the Arkuva, so he says that the animal's okay, but the limb isn't okay. Every Mimeru Mutal Ba'ashba Umuterit. You have the same story. So why? Amalei Hachi Kamina. This is what I meant to say. This is what he says to the Rav Nachman. Says, this is what I really want to say. Ever shechaya mimena mutal ba'ashpa muteret. Now chaya mimena means that the animal is dependent on it. In other words, without it becomes a treifa. That's Rashi. I'm just going through quickly now, right? So he says, no, I'm discussing the top when it's above the arkuva. Everyone knows that that's a treifa already. And you're telling me that even above the arkuva, we can still eat the animal because we're going to chuck the limb into the bin. But that's a treifa. How can it be? So shachumi tam. So here comes the aloha. Shalchu mitam et Yisrael, and they said, Hilchete kevatei derav, which everyone is happy with, right? Halacha is like Rav. We've got a klal, remember? When it comes to mamonot, halacha is like Shmuel. When it comes to Isurin, halacha is like Rav. This is Isura, right? This is not mamonot, right? I suppose you could say it's mamonot because you're going to chuck an animal away. Maybe, yeah, maybe. But I think it's a case of Isura, right? It's Isura. So they said, like Rav. Hadur shalchu, then they resent the halacha. They said, you know, we actually reconsidered it in Israel. Halacha is like Shmuel. Hadur, they reconsidered it a third time. They said, shalchu kevatei derav. The halacha is like Rav, but here comes a rider with it. Not only is halacha like Rav, the ever atmo metamei b'masa. This ever is a mamash, ever minachai. Look at Rashi here, ever metamei b'masa, the shchita. Ose nipu. Remember we had this before? Right, nipu. So now, I went through this part very, very quickly. Now it's a little bit complicated, but we'll do it. So now, Mati Rav Chizda, Rav, to look at Rashi, this is important. Because we just said a second ago, if every atzmo metame b'masa, the shchita ose nipu. Because the shchita makes it into a nipu. Now if you remember the other day, we had this whole sugi about shchita ose nipu. Right? And we said that nipple means that it becomes like every lachai, it becomes a problem, and that is tameh, right? It's if it for the shchita causes us that this hanging limb or this detached limb becomes a proper treifa, and it is tameh made. So now we've got a mativ here. Mativ Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda asks a kasha. Look at Rashi, yeah? What's his kasha of Chisda? Alma ein shchita ose nipple. He wants to prove that shchita doesn't do nipple, right? And the Masura Shas, if you look at the bet there, that bet sends us back to Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Now this Ayin Gimel, because Lo Imti Hara Shchita Treifa. Now we've got to go back to Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We have to go back there. Because the Gemara joins us in the middle of a sugya. Remember we had a machloket Rabbi Meir Chachamim on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. If you look at the, where's a good, almost in the middle of the Amud, we had the Amud Arba'im Matzid Asher Guf Yotem Guf Sharei Shalinu Chotech Mina Ubar Shebema'e Mutar Bachila. If you cut the animal, Uminatcho Minachlo Baika Amar Amar Rabba Amila Kedai Chisur Mechser. It's like Amar Lehen Rabbi Meir. Let's see what we're going to pick off here. It's like Rabbi Meir and Chachamim were arguing about this fetus inside the animal. V'chi mi taharu le'ever ze mida nevela. What caused this every that stuck itself out from in the bed? It said, Shchitat Imo. So he said, if that's the case, Tatirenu Bachira, you should be able to eat it. So Amrullah, they said to him, to Rabbi Meir, no, Treifa Tochiach. Remember this whole thing about a Treifa? And the Ben Shmuel said, Tochiach, Shchitata Metaharta Mida Nevela, that it's not a Nevela because of the Shchita, but Eina Metirta Ba'achila. We still can't eat it. So Amrullah, Rabbi Meir said to them, Lo, Im Tiara Shchita Treifa. If the treifa, if you're telling me that the shchita of a treifa, or ta davar shi gufa, tera ever davar she'enu gufa, you're going to tell me one thing that it prevents the body itself from becoming a tamea, right? Tera ta ever davar she'enu gufa, but something which is not part of its body, it's not going to help. Amulo harbei matzilei al she'enu gufa yotem gufa. He said, on the contrary, sometimes the shchita can help more what's not part of the body than the body itself. Sharei shaninu chotech mina ubar, if you cut the animal's limb off and it's in the womb, that's mutar b'achila. But if you cut off the animal itself, the mother, from the spleen or the liver, it wouldn't be mutar b'achila. Okay, that was discussed with Rabbi Meir Chachamim. Now, with that in mind, the Gemara brings Rabbi Meir here, who says the end of that machloket, lo im tira shchita treifa ota. But it's a bit of a poetic license here, because he widens the net over here. It's like this. Lo im tiara shchita treifa ota. If you're going to tell me that the shchita of the treifa is metaher itself from not being a tuma, ve'eta ever hamedul dalba, and the limb which is hanging from it, davar she gufa tetaher, eta ubar davar she eno gufa, right? Davar she gufa, it's going to basically matter itself. Is it going to also metahe the ubar which is not part of it? Right? So this is Rabbi Meir now.
That's brings from the Mishnah.
From the Mishnah, right? This is the bright, actually. It's actually the bright that the Gemara brought. It's in the Mishnah.
But a little added in.
Right. That's it. It's a bit of a poetic license, yeah? So now, what's he want to say? He's trying to prove over here that it shouldn't be metame, it should be metahe the body of itself. So Amale Rabba. So Rabba says to him like this, to Rav Chisda, Hadure Afircha Lamalach. Why are you getting so complicated here and looking for a brighter? Look here, look at Rashi here. Hadure Afircha Otove Mi Brighter Sh'ani Yudualako. Why are you going and digging up proof for that this isn't a nipple from a brighter that nobody knows? Right? Otivi Matnitin. Quote from the Mishnah. Right? And what's the Mishnah? Nishchete Bahema Hukshuru Vidamei Divrei Rabbi Meir. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Otim Batnitin Sheshgura Ben Amidrash Befikurah. Everyone knows it. Ditnan Bahor Varotev Ever Vahabasar Medul Dalim. The limb and the meat which is hanging. Nishchete Bahema. If the animal is shechted, Hukshuru Lekabel Tumat Ochlin. It becomes Mukshar Lekabel Tumat. Alma ain ba tumat nevela. Therefore, it can't be a nevela. Why? Because it's part of the mother. If it wasn't part of the mother, we learned this yesterday, then it wouldn't become hukshar lekabel tumah, because it's the shchita of the mother which is machshut lekabel tumah. You with me? So it has to be part. So it can't be nipul. It can't be every nachai. It can't be separated. Right? יש רבה, הם הוכשו בדם בדבר ממהר. רבי שמעון אומר, לא הוכשו. רבי שמעון לא הוכשו. סמה להם, מתניתין, איקה לדחויה כדדחינן. He says, why not quote the Mishnah? Because that Mishnah is easily knocked away, like they did in actual fact. There is a dichui. Right? We were docha that Mishnah. So that's where he ends with it. We'll get to all the details. So he says, Kisarik Rabbi Zaira, when Rabbi Zaira met Aliyah, we saw this yesterday as well. So now the question is it nipple? Is it a nipple? Ashkechei Rabbi Yirmiah, Diyati Vuka Amala Lahai Shmaiti. He saw Rabbi Yirmiah in Eretz Yisrael saying over the Sugya, right? Look at Rashi says there, the Rav of Rav, the Amal El, Im Lav Zeva Ze Asu, that case of two bet, right? Remember he said there, I said there was Rav. Had the case there, Rav Yirmiah bar Abba Talmid Rav Haveh, he was Rav's Talmid, and what's he saying over? He's saying over the sugya of Rav, where Rav says that if it's lemata mina arkuva, im rova basar kayam zev zemutar, im lav ever asu behem mutar, and if it was above the arkuva, right, then they'd both be asu. And Shmuel said no. Shmuel said that in all cases it would depend if there's meat or isn't meat, even above and below. Remember, he's saying the loch over according to Rav. So Amar Le Yishar, he says to him, Yishar Koach, in other words, he was happy to hear that he's saying that Halacha is like Rav. V'chein Tirgama, now here comes a difficult one. And V'chein Tirgama, Aryuch B'Bavel. In other words, he was called the Aryuch B'Bavel, the lion in Bavel. But the Gemara says, wait a second, Aryuch Man, who's the Aryuch generally called the Aryuch B'Bavel? Shmuel. Right. You're telling me that Ravia is called the Aryuch B'Bavel, Halacha is like Rav, but isn't Aryuch reserved for Shmuel? Vaha Miflag Palig and Shmuel and Rav argue one another. So how can you say Yeshar on the Halach of Rav? Did you say Aryuch, which is Shmuel? So he said, no, Hadar by Shmuel Agabe de Rav. Shmuel in the end changed his mind and agreed with Rav. So the Halach is basically like Shmuel, and it could be Aryuch. The Halach is like Shmuel, and Rav and Shmuel say the same thing. And it's a very quick term, and Nishbara etzim v'yatzah lachutz. The bone is broken now and penetrates, leaves the body. So if the majority of the flesh and the skin is still covering the bone, mutar. Im lav asru becomes asru. Now, the question of a ruba, what's ruba? Ki atra abdimi, am rav yochanan, rov ovyo. Amidei rov hekefo. So it depends that is it the thickness of it or the circumference. In other words, if the bone's sticking out like this, right, is it the majority of this section over here or if it's covering around it this way? That's how I understand it. I'm not sure if I'm right, but that's how I understand it. Amra ula am rav yochanan, or harehu kabasa. It says the skin is like the meat. So therefore, it should be the skin and the meat. Or mitzar for the basar. So why don't we say that the meat and the flesh and the skin joined together? The ha or basar kalik. We don't or basar. Amale anan or basar. We don't either way. It can be either the meat or the skin. It must be either one. It's more machmir. Ikrami amar ula amar biyochanan or mitzar basar. Because if Kirsten with biyochanan agrees that they can join up together, amar nachman ula lemar or mashlim the basar lechumra. Maybe we've only got a case of or mashlim le basar lechumra. We're not lekula. We can't join them together to cover up. We can only join meat and flesh. We've got a chumra situation. Amale ana uvde yadana. We've got a case that we know. Dahu bar gozla. Rashi says, what's bar gozla? A chicken that had broken a broken limb. Right, the hubar gozla, the have a bay Rav Yitzchak, the or mitzvah the basra have it's meat and skin joined up together to cover up the bone. But the came Rav Yochanan, and he said it was okay. Let's look over here.